Thank you for staying with us here on the program and listening in to the message, and I hope that it has been informative, that it has helped you to understand this whole matter of the Spirit of God coming down and empowering men to speak the gospel, and that we need power from God today, but also that we need to see revival. We need to see the Holy Spirit at work in this land of Canada. And I'm calling you to prayer. I'm calling you to cry to God that he may visit this land again to break men from the power of sin and to set them free from sin's bondage, that we will see people of every walk of life brought to submit to the gospel and receive the glorious way of salvation by the work of the cross. The nation today is godless because there is no ear for the word of God, and the church has lost its power. And so we need to pray that God will return and grant us power in this land. And I would ask you now just to pray with me, if you're able just to stop and bow for a moment in prayer, that we will together call on the Lord to visit this land of Canada and our nations around us, that we may see God move by his Spirit and by his power. We need to wait on the Lord continually. And so just bow for a moment with me and let us lift up our hearts to our Heavenly Father. O God, our Father, we come in the name of our Lord Jesus. We come pleading mercy and help from the throne of grace. And, O Lord, as we have read and studied Acts chapter 2 and your visitation to the early church, we realize that there's nothing impossible with God. O Lord, you are able to build your church in a day, and you're able to turn and to get the ear of men, to bring them to their senses and bring them to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. O God, we confess that our preaching is powerless. We confess that our witness before the world is with very little effect, and we need revival afresh. We need God to visit the nation. We need God to visit our churches, and we need victory in our own souls, and we need men to be brought under conviction of sin. And so we cry to thee, O God, that in mercy, that you will not withhold your Holy Spirit. We wait before thee. We gather together to plead your visitation upon your church today. And Lord, you've given us your word. You've given us the great commission to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And we're seeking to do that in our churches, on radio. We're seeking to be living witnesses before men. But, O Lord, we need thee to come in power to use that word, that it will be with great conviction. We read in Acts how men were smitten with conviction. They cried out, "What shall we do?" And they felt the power of the gospel convicting them of sin. O God, Father in heaven, send us the Holy Spirit, whose work it is to convict of sin, of righteousness and judgment to come. And we pray that from high to low, from rich to poor, from educated to the newest person struggling to get on their feet in this country, O God, will you reveal yourself and bring them to the knowledge of salvation by the blood of the cross. And Father, we ask thee to hear the cries of your people in these days, that we may see revival in our day and in our generation. O Lord, we need to see this land turn from its sins and iniquities, the things that grieve thee and offend thee, that they may be brought to deep and sincere repentance. And so hear from heaven, answer this cry of our heart, and be glorified in answering this petition we pray. We plead and we ask. We ask it all in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the only mediator between God and men. Amen. Now, after pleading that prayer, let me ask with you to continue to pray, and to pray personally, and to pray daily that God will visit in revival blessing, how we need it in this nation, how we need it in our own ministries. And if there are prayer requests that you have, feel free to let me know. Give me a call, send me an email, and let us unite together in this ministry of prayer for the preaching of the word and for our land, that God may turn in mercy and revive us again. Thank you for being a part of the program. Stay tuned now for these final announcements.